It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, who joins us by phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
Good. Life is good.
Good.
And I've learned a lot this week, so I'm happy to talk with you about it. I heard a friend talking about a big project she was going to launch, and she said she was struggling with this voice in her head that said, don't show off. And you ever heard that voice in your head?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I actually even heard it outside of my head when I was little.
Exactly.
Who do you think you are, that message? And what insidious about the message like that is it keeps it small. Because we worry about what people will think as opposed to what's authentic for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that reminded me, when I heard her say, I don't want to show off, it reminded me of a couple of lessons from Brené Brown. We've talked about her several times. And her first guidepost in her book, The Gifts of Imperfection, is about how do we become more authentic and let go of what people think. Now, this book is about wholehearted living, right? Engaging mm-hmm. from a place of worthiness to let ourselves be seen. And that sounds like pretty easy, you know, just show up and let yourself be seen. But it's really hard. And what she has said has been really helpful for me, and I think for many. She's got many fans now.
Mm-hmm.
Is to understand shame and fear. If you can't stand up to that, I'm never good enough, you can't move forward. So I think about that as sort of a dimmer on our light, as mm-hmm. it were. So thinking about Brené Brown, and I was thinking about her lessons and the a couple of things, some from her newer work and some from that Gifts of Imperfection, which is a few years old now. What she was saying is when you feel that experience, so when my friend was talking about I don't want to show off, she shared it and she named it, and she's wise enough and practiced enough to know how to manage it. And for the rest of us, it's, you know, when you experience it, it's that courage to reach out and seek support from someone who has earned it. And I have an example where I reached out and shared where someone didn't actually hadn't earned that trust.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you my story first. So I had a story with a small group of colleagues, you know, a group that I trust, and I shared a story about how I had messed up on a recent work project. And they could almost hear my colleague gasp. And then she was like, oh, I would have just felt such shame if I had done that.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm thinking, this is not helpful. I think this is what Brené Brown's talking about, right? Because
mm-hmm.
her response, I was actually come to pretty good terms with it, but her response set me back.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, well, maybe I should feel more shame about that. That didn't help at all. So the being really careful that you share your stories with people that you know will get in there with you, who have the humility and understanding that they can empathize as mm-hmm. opposed to say, oh, you poor thing, or, oh, boy, you really are a mess. I mean, that doesn't help me at all. So that, but the thing that she says is that, you know, shame metastasizes with secrecy. So we have to find a way to be okay with naming it because it is part of the human experience unless you are mentally ill. So so how do we share it in a way that that serves us, connect with folks? And my friend, what she had done when she noticed herself thinking, you know, who do you think you are, don't show off, she noticed it and she named it, and that was part of what made the difference. But the other thing in our conversation that I thought was really helpful and pretty profound was that she, when we talked about it, it was like this experience of who do you think you are is not just me. You know, it's just me having that experience. It's not like I'm alone with that experience.
Right.
And that reminded me of the work on self-compassion by Kristen Neff, which I think is so profound. You know, she says things that you can kind of get that relate to self-compassion, like self-kindness. Yeah, that makes sense. Mindfulness, noticing you're being hard on yourself. Yeah, that makes sense. But the third one, which has taken me a while to kind of get, is that the other thing that helps with self-compassion is common humanity, which means I'm not in this alone. I am part of the human condition. Am I suffering? Do I think I'm good enough or whatever, don't show off, whatever message I'm using to hold myself back, is just part of the human experience. And so recognizing that has made me less judgmental about my own personal failings. So that Tong Lin meditation, we've talked about that a few times, or something that the Tong Lin meditation helps me immensely, and in brief, that is, I think about all the people who are suffering like I am from this particular fear or this particular, who've made this kind of mistake. Mm. And I breathe in their suffering and breathe out loving kindness. And that, just that, doing it just once, reminds me that what I am going through, what I am experiencing, is not just about little me. You know, it's part of the human race and part of the human condition.
Mm-hmm.
And when I breathe out that compassion towards others who are suffering like I am, it's amazing how that kind of softens me too.
Yeah.
So we all carry shame, and we can navigate it by noticing it and naming it with compassion and seeking support. Because honestly, the world needs us to show up. The world needs us to not keep our light under the bushel, as that song says, let your light shine. So how do we figure it out? Now, here's a new thing I learned from Brené Brown from a course I just heard on audio tape. So she said now, as she's heading into a new situation or one where she's feeling a little awkward and a little stressed, and I'm going to use this, she coaches herself, don't puff up, right? Don't, like, hello, I'm Dr. Brown, and I'm a best-selling author, or hello, I'm Marcia Hyatt, and I have a radio show on WTIP. don't puff up. But don't shrink. Don't, like, oh, you know, I don't know. What do I know? I just do this, you know, a little bit. I've read a little bit about this. But instead, you know, really own what we know, and the way, and then she throws up. Okay, don't puff up. Don't shrink, and then she offers herself a little prayer. Please have the courage to show up and let yourself be seen.
Ah.
Because not only you, but everyone benefits.